quiz heads. Welcome to edition number 157 of Takeaway Trivia. I'm Leon, your pub quiz master from Hereford, UK. This quiz is another year older, 3 years now, wow, and I'm another year older. Crikey, where is time going? Anyway, enough existential crises. Let's move on with this week's quiz. Thank you to loads of you who have reached out to Takeaway Trivia this week, including Kyle Jackson, who says, "Hello, Leon. My partner and I love the show. We listen from Australia, just like everyone else who seems to write in. Yeah, but I wouldn't have it any other way. It's my girlfriend Madeline's birthday on the 18th of March, and she would be delighted for a belated birthday shout out. We will be away celebrating for the weekend. Madeline, happy birthday. Kyle, thank you for getting in touch." Hello to Katia Hadlow, who says, "My husband and I love listening to the quiz. Thank you for brightening up the hours of load shedding in South Africa and keeping us going on the long drives. We tend to think we're way better than we actually are, but I always have a good time playing along. We're celebrating our fifth wedding anniversary on the 17th of March, but we've been together for an amazing 18 years. Could you give Dave a shout out?" Katia and Dave, congratulations on your wedding anniversary. 5 years, amazing stuff. Thank you for tuning in. Jackson says, "I've been listening to your podcast every time I drive to and from uni, which is Leeds to Essex." That's quite a way. "Absolutely love the quizzes. Even took them up Mount Snowdon with my family right to the summit." Oh, is that another candidate for the highest listen to the quiz? "Would love some more Marvel questions and another lyrics round, if possible." Jackson, there is another Lyrically Speaking on the way very soon indeed. Neil says, "Hope you're keeping well. And hoping you can give a shout out to my wife for episode 157. Well, here we are, Neil. My wife, Anna, will be celebrating her 40th birthday on Wednesday, the 22nd of March. And we will be listening to this episode on the 24th of March, driving to Liverpool JFK, not JFK, that's in New York, Liverpool John Lennon Airport to fly to Iceland to hopefully see the Aurora Borealis." I'm giggling there because I have a colleague in my real life job who did exactly that about 2 weeks ago, has been wanting to see the Northern Lights for years and years, took their wife to Iceland. The weather wasn't great, they didn't see any. Meanwhile, here in Britain, for the first time in about 40 years, we had a full-on display of the Northern Lights. He was gutted when he got home. But I hope you have a lot more luck. So, Neil and Anna, have an amazing time in Iceland. Hope you see those Northern Lights. And Anna, happy 40th. Hello to Dylan, who says, "Can you give a shout-out for me and Michael on your next show?" You are welcome, Dylan. Michael, hello. And Helen has been on saying, "I've just finished this week's trivia and loved it. I was wondering if we could get a shout out. I always head to my best friend Kimberly's house every Monday. She cooks us a meal and we do the latest takeaway trivia. We live in Sedgefield, County Durham, and were born on the same day, grew up as neighbours and have been best friends our entire lives." Wow, congratulations. Hope you enjoyed this week's takeaway trivia. And I hope Kimberly cooks up something nice. Hello to the both of you. That's the hellos done. Time to move on to what's coming up this week. This is a podcast containing 4 rounds of pub quiz style trivia for you to play however you like. You can either do it solo, just listening to it as you walk the dogs or head to work. Or you can play it like a real pub quiz. Get some friends together, battle it out, get all the pens and paper and swap answers and do all that business. It's up to you. This week, I've got the final fling. We'll be playing Clued Up. I've got a wipeout round, but we start with general knowledge. Good luck. Straight into general knowledge then, and question number one. Which fictional soccer team is coached by Ted Lasso? Number one, which fictional soccer team is coached by Ted Lasso? Number two, which of these was not a character in Pixar's Inside Out? Was it confusion, disgust, or sadness? Number two, which of these was not a character in Pixar's Inside Out? Confusion, disgust, or sadness? Number three, the genus Equus refers to which group of animals? Number three, the genus Equus refers to which group of animals? Number four, in which country was Leonardo da Vinci born? Number four, in which country was Leonardo da Vinci born? Number five, from which country does Volvic mineral water come? Question five, from which country does Volvic mineral water come? Number 6. Where will the 2032 Olympic Games be held? Question 6. Where will the Olympic Games be held in 2032? We're talking about the Summer Olympics. And if you're listening to this podcast in 9 years' time, hope it was a good one. Number 7. Which series of toys featured Battle Cat, Skeletor, and Panthor? Number 7. Which series of toys featured Battle Cat, Skeletor, and Panthor? Number 8. Mount Elbrus is the highest mountain in Europe, but in which country would you find it? Question 8. Mount Elbrus is the highest mountain in Europe, but in which country would you find it? Number 9. Sarah Jessica Parker is married to which Hollywood actor? Question 9. Sarah Jessica Parker is married to which Hollywood actor? Number 10. In which year did Roger Federer win his first US Open? Question number 10. In which year did Roger Federer win his first US Open? I won't do the answers straight away. You're going to have to wait until after round 2 to find out how well you've done. But let's plough on. Round number 2 is a wipeout round. In this round, 10 questions of general knowledge. However, there is a sting in the tail. Yes, if you get just one wrong, you have to score yourself 0 for this round. You are allowed to pass by leaving your answer blank, so I wish you good luck on this round. Number 1. Which businessman has cameo appearances in Friends, Casino Royale, Only Fools and Horses, and the film Superman Returns? Number 1. Which businessman has a cameo in Friends, Casino Royale, Only Fools and Horses, and the film Superman Returns? Number 2. Who was the first WWE champion? It was known as the WWWF back then. Number 2. Who was the first ever WWE champion when it was known as the WWWF? Number 3. In July 2013, who revealed that they were the secret author Robert Galbraith? Number 3. In July 2013, who revealed that they were secretly the author Robert Galbraith? Number 4. What was the first team sport included in the Olympic Games? Question number 4. What was the first team sport to be included in the Olympic Games? Number 5. The White Rose Shopping Centre is in which English city? Question number 5. The White Rose Shopping Centre is found in which English city? Number 6. The city of Baghdad lies on which river? Question number 6. The city of Baghdad lies on which river? Number 7. Which WWF WWE diva has held the Women's Championship on the most occasions before the belt was retired in 2010? Number 7. Which WWF or WWE diva has held the Women's Championship on the most occasions before the belt was retired in 2010? Number 8. On which side of the road do motorists drive in Australia? Left or right? Number 8. On which side of the road do motorists drive in Australia? Left or right? Number 9. Who was the Greek god of the rainbow? Question number 9. Who was the Greek god of the rainbow? Question number 10. Which US archipelago is connected by the Overseas Highway? Number 10. Which US archipelago is connected by the Overseas Highway? Is archipelago how you say that? That sounds wrong. Okay, let's check out your answers to general knowledge. Number 1. Which fictional soccer team is coached by Ted Lasso? AFC Richmond. Number 2. Which of these was not a character in Pixar's Inside Out? Confusion, disgust, or sadness? It is... horrible moment then, I thought my recording was on pause. It is confusion. Number 3. The genus Equus refers to which group of animals? Horses. Number 4. In which country was Leonardo da Vinci born? Italy. Number 5. From which country does Volvic mineral water come? France. Number 6. Where will the 2032 Summer Olympics be held? Brisbane in Australia. Number 7. Which series of toys featured Battle Cat, Skeletor, and Panther? It's He-Man and the Masters of the Universe. I have the power! Number 8. Mount Elbrus is the highest mountain in Europe, but in which country would you find it? Russia. Number 9. Sarah Jessica Parker is married to which Hollywood actor? Matthew Broderick. And number 10. In which year did Roger Federer win the US Open? 2004. That's your answers to general knowledge. Hope you have done well on the wipeout round. Don't forget, if you've got one wrong in that round, all your scores are wiped out. Well, just for that round, not for the whole quiz. I'm not that cruel. I'll have the answers for Wipeout in just a bit. First of all, here's round 3. Round number 3 this week is a clued up round. I'm going to give you 5 clues to the identity of a celebrity. You have to work out who they are as quick as you can. Clue number 1 is worth 5 points, and we'll play all the way through until clue number 5, which is worth just 2 points. Now, you can only guess this once, so be honest with yourself when playing this, because you're only cheating yourself if you claimed you guessed the correct answer on clue number 1. Let's begin. For 10 points, I was born and raised in Louisville, Kentucky, to Gary and children's camp manager Karen. While growing up and in between acting, I served as an assistant nurse at the children's summer day camp that my mother ran. Who am I? Clue number 1. For 10 points, I was born and raised in Louisville, Kentucky, to Gary and children's camp manager Karen. While growing up and in between acting, I served as an assistant nurse at the children's summer day camp that my mother ran. Who am I? Clue number 2. For 8 points, by the age of 14, I had decided to pursue an acting career. In July 2007, I started my career as a teenager in The Bill Engel Show, playing Lauren Pearson, the oldest daughter. I also auditioned for the role of Bella Swan in Twilight, but lost out to Kirsten Stewart. Who am I? Clue number 2. For 8 points, by the age of 14, I had decided to pursue an acting career. In July 2007, I starred as oldest daughter Lauren Pearson in The Bill Engel Show. I also auditioned for the role of Bella Swan in Twilight, but lost out to Kirsten Stewart. Clue number 3. For 6 points, my lead role in Deborah Granick's Winter's Bone won Best Picture at Sundance Film Festival in 2010 and is often cited as my breakout performance. Who am I? Clue number 3. For 6 points, my lead role in Deborah Granick's Winter's Bone won Best Picture at Sundance Film Festival in 2010. It's often cited as my breakout performance. Who am I? Clue number 4. For 4 points, I went mainstream in 2011, starring as shape-shifting villain Mystique in X-Men First Class. Then, in 2012, I starred as Katniss Everdeen in the film The Hunger Games. Your 4-point clue, I went mainstream in 2011, starring as shape-shifting villain Mystique in X-Men First Class. Then in 2012, I starred as Katniss Everdeen in the film The Hunger Games. That's over 10 years ago, that's scary. Final clue, for 2 points. In 2013, I won Best Actress at the Oscars for my role in Silver Linings Playbook. I continue to work in film, with sequels to The Hunger Games, X-Men, and starring in the movies Red Sparrow and Don't Look Up. Who am I? For 2 points, in 2013, I won the Best Actress at the Oscars for my role in Silver Linings Playbook. I continue to work in film, with sequels to The Hunger Games, X-Men, and starring in the films Red Sparrow and Don't Look Up. Who am I? There you go, that's your five clues. Hopefully you identified our mystery celebrity this week. I'm going to take you back to wipe out what were the answers. Number one, which businessman has cameos in Friends, Casino Royale, Only Fools and Horses, and Superman Returns? Richard Branson. Number two, who was the first WWE champion? It was known as the WWWF back then, Buddy Rogers. Number three, in July 2013, who revealed that they were the secret author? Robert Galbraith, that was J.K. Rowling. Number four, what was the first team sport including in the Olympics? Football. Number five, the White Rose Shopping Centre is in which English city? Leeds. Number six, the city of Baghdad lies on which river? The River Tigris. Number seven, which WWF or WWE diva has held the Women's Championship on the most occasions before the belt was retired in 2010? Trish Stratus. Number eight, on which side of the road do motorists drive in Australia? The left. Number nine, who is the Greek god of the rainbow? Iris. Number 10, which US archipelago, I never know how to say that word. Anyway, which US archipelago is connected by the overseas highway, the Florida Keys? That's that ridiculously long bridge. I think it was in one of the Timothy Dalton Bond films. There was a chase on it. Back to Clued Up. Five clues to the identity of a mystery celebrity born in Kentucky in 1990. Auditioned for Twilight, lost out. Went on to star as Katniss Everdeen in The Hunger Games, has appeared in Red Sparrow, Don't Look Up, is an Oscar-winning actress for Silver Linings Playbook. We were looking, of course, for Jennifer Lawrence. So that is the three first rounds done. Only one round left in Takeaway Trivia this week. Are you ready for the final fling? And so already we arrive at the final fling, your 15 questions of trickier trivia. Let's get it on. Number one, what word means dinner in Italian? So question number one, what word means dinner in Italian? Number two, what is the capital of the Scilly Isles? Question 2. What is the capital of the Scilly Isles? Number 3. Which actor plays Bilbo Baggins in the 2012 film The Hobbit: An Unexpected Journey? Number 3. Which actor plays Bilbo Baggins in the 2012 film The Hobbit: An Unexpected Journey? Number 4, which is the widest country to have only one time zone? Number 4, which is the widest country to have only one time zone? Number 5, how old was Elvis Presley when he had his first number one single? Number 5, how old was Elvis Presley when he had his first number one single? Number 6, which town is the setting for Fireman Sam? So number 6, which town is the setting for Fireman Sam? Classic kids animation here in the UK. Question number 7, in Greek mythology, what did Narcissus fall in love with? Question number 7, in Greek mythology, what did Narcissus fall in love with? Number 8, born in 1993, who is the youngest member of Little Mix? Number 8, born in 1993, who is the youngest member of Little Mix? Question number 9, entomophagy is the human use of which substance as food? So number 9, entomophagy is the human use of what substance as food? Number 10, in the Office US version, what is the name of the receptionist in the earlier seasons? Question number 10, in the US Office, what is the name of the receptionist in the earlier seasons? Number 11, which Scottish-made carbonated soft drink, said to contain 32 different flavours, was first launched back in 1901? Number 8, which Scottish-made carbonated soft drink is said to contain 32 different flavours and was launched back in 1901? It is a drink of the gods. Delicious stuff. Number 12, hepatitis affects which organ of the body? Number 12, hepatitis affects which organ of the body? Number 13, how many times is the word work sung in the Fifth Harmony song Work From Home? So number 13, how many times is the word work sung in the Fifth Harmony song Work From Home? Number 14, who was the Greek god of time? Number 14, who was the Greek god of time? And number 15, which WWE superstar did Tyson Fury wrestle back in 2019? Number 15, which WWE superstar did Tyson Fury wrestle back in 2019? And that's it. That's the final fling. Done. You've been triviaed for this week. Let's find out the answers. The answers to this week's final fling. Number 1, what word means dinner in Italian? Cena or Cena, C-E-N-A. Number 2, what is the capital of the Scilly Isles? Hugh Town. Number 3, which actor plays Bilbo Baggins in the 2012 film The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey? Martin Freeman. Number 4, which is the widest country to have only one time zone? It's China. Now, China actually spans the width of 5 geographical time zones, but the whole country observes Beijing time, also known as China Standard Time. Number 5, how old was Elvis Presley when he had his first number 1 single? 21. At number 6, which town is the setting for Fireman Sam? Fireman Sam? It's Pontypandy. Pontypandy, considering its size, had a heck of a lot of fires. I'm convinced Norman was an arsonist. Question number 7. In Greek mythology, what did Narcissus fall in love with? His reflection, his self. Number 8. Born in 1993, who is the youngest member of Little Mix? Perry Edwards. Question number 9. Entomophagy is the human use of what substance as food? Insects. Ooh, it's gonna happen though, isn't it? As climate change becomes a thing and we have to rethink the way we do food and water and all that. People are going to be eating insects, I reckon. At number 10, in The Office US, what is the name of the receptionist in the early seasons? Pam. Number 11, which Scottish-made carbonated soft drink, said to contain 32 different flavours, was first launched in 1901? Iron Brew, made in Scotland from Gerders. Iron Brew, the best hangover cure in the world. Number 12, hepatitis affects which organ of the body? The liver. Number 13, how many times is the word work sung in Fifth Harmony's song Work From Home? 94 times. And they summoned it, didn't it? Because that came out before the pandemic. So they manifested Work From Home. Number 14, who was the Greek god of time? Kronos. And number 15, which WWE superstar did Tyson Fury wrestle in 2019? Braun Strowman. And there we go. That is your takeaway trivia for this week. I hope you've had a fantastic quiz and have done well. Don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, whatever, wherever you get your podcast from, so you can get us delivered straight into your ear every Monday morning. Takeaway Trivia is also on YouTube now. There's about a week's delay, but episodes are being uploaded onto YouTube at youtube.com/@takeawaytrivia. I'll leave you with one final tat fact before I go. Did you know that according to a recent survey, 86% of married people wish their spouses would lose weight? See, I don't wish my wife would lose weight, but considering the numbers of that stat, it probably means she wishes I would.
You were.
I'll tell you what, I'll have one less bit of birthday cake and get on the treadmill. Have a fantastic week, have a safe week, and we will quiz again soon. Take care. Hope you enjoyed playing this week's Takeaway Trivia. Don't forget, we're now available wherever you get your podcasts. So please subscribe, rate and review to help this podcast grow. Also, if there's anything you'd like to be tested on, any subjects you'd like to hear in the quiz, please get in touch. You can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/takeawaytrivia or on Twitter at BarWars. Speak to you soon. The intro music is There It Is by Kevin MacLeod, available from incomputech.filmmusic.io, licensed by creativecommons.org.